interested in what we have to say?
Because we have discovered who the wealthy really are and who they are not. And, most important, we have determined how ordinary people can become wealthy. What is so profound about these discoveries? Just this. Most people have it all wrong about wealth in America. Wealth is not the same as income. If you make a good income each year and spend it all, you are not getting wealthier. You are just living high. Wealth is what you accumulate, not what you spend. How do you become wealthy? Here, too, most people have it wrong. It is seldom luck or inheritance or advanced degrees or even intelligence that enables people to amass fortunes. Wealth is more often the result of a lifestyle of hard work, perseverance, planning, and most of all, self-discipline. How come I am not wealthy? Many people ask this question of themselves all the time. Often they are hardworking, well-educated, high-income people. Why, then, are so few affluent? Millionaires and you. There has never been more personal wealth in America than there is today. Over $22 trillion in 1996. Yet most Americans are not wealthy. Nearly one half of our wealth is owned by 3.5% of our households. Most of the other households don't even come close. By other households, we are not referring to economic dropouts. Most of these millions of households are composed of people who earn moderate, even high incomes. More than 25 million households in the United States have annual incomes in excess of $50,000. More than 7 million have annual incomes over $100,000. But in spite of being good income earners, too many of these people have small levels of accumulated wealth. Many live from paycheck to paycheck. These are the people who will benefit most from this program. The median, or typical, household in America has a net worth of less than $15,000, excluding home equity. Factor out equity in motor vehicles, furniture, and such, and guess what? More often than not, the household has zero financial assets, such as stocks and bonds. How long could the average American household survive economically without a monthly check from an employer? Perhaps a month or two in most cases. Even those in the top quintile are not really wealthy. Their median household net worth is less than $150,000. Excluding home equity, the median net worth for this group falls to less than $60,000. And what about our senior citizens? Without Social Security benefits, almost one half of Americans over 65 would live in poverty. Only a minority of Americans have even the most conventional types of financial assets. Only about 15% of American households have a money market deposit account, 22% a certificate of deposit, 4.2% a money market fund, 3.4% corporate or municipal bonds, fewer than 25% stocks and mutual funds, 8.4% rental property, 18.1% U.S. savings bonds, and 23% IRA or KEO accounts. But 65% of the households have equity in their own home, and more than 85% own one or more motor vehicles. Cars tend to depreciate rapidly. Financial assets tend to appreciate. The millionaires we discuss in this program are financially independent. They could maintain their current lifestyle for years and years without earning even one month's pay. The large majority of these millionaires are not the descendants of the Rockefellers or Vanderbilts. More than 80% are ordinary people who have accumulated their wealth in one generation. They did it slowly, steadily, without signing a multi-million-dollar contract with the Yankees, without winning the lottery, without becoming the next Mick Jagger. Windfalls make great headlines, but such occurrences are rare. In the course of an adult's lifetime, the probability of becoming wealthy via such paths is lower than 1 in 4,000. Contrast these odds with the proportion of American households, 3.5 per 100, in the million-dollar and over net worth category. The seven factors. Who becomes wealthy? Usually, the wealthy individual is a businessman who has lived in the same town for all of his adult life. This person owns a small factory,